If you were in Dallas Friday night, this will be a flashback for you. What you heard in Dallas was every one of the city's 156 emergency weather sirens go off for more than an hour. There was no weather emergency. It was not a test. City officials say the siren system was hacked, and they think from within the Dallas area. But this wasn't the first time an infrastructure system has been hacked in the U.S. Sergio Caltagirone is director of threat intelligence and analytics at Dragos, a cybersecurity firm that focuses on critical infrastructure. He joins us by Skype. Sergio, is this what keeps you up at night, the possibility of this happening?
Yes, I think that the emergency messaging systems are just one of many systems that ultimately provide, you know, some sort of stability to the civilian and civil infrastructure of our society. And any time those are threatened, you know, we have to be very, very concerned about the possibility of a broader, you know, ultimately destabilization of you know, lives and property.
Well, and in Dallas last year, someone hacked the traffic signs, you know, those electronic traffic signs.
Yeah.
Those messages they put up, work is canceled, go back home, or Donald Trump is a shape-shifting lizard. That can be kind of funny. Although even in that instance, if there is an emergency sign that says, do not do this at the next stop, how do you think somebody did this to the Dallas sirens?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on the exact, you know, scenario that happened in Dallas, because honestly, we have no information on this. In fact, this gets to kind of the crux of the problem in that most of the time we have no idea of what actually happened far after the case, because unlike many other intrusions and hacks that we hear about, industrial control and systems like emergency management systems lack all visibility for those who manage them. And so in many cases, we know bad things happen, but yet when we go back and try to figure out what actually happened, we have no idea.
Well, has it happened before to this extent? And again, it was a clear night, but had there been a weather issue, this could have been just terrible. What other systems have been hacked?
Sure. Well, in 2012 and 2013, both Illinois and Ohio saw incidents in their emergency management messaging systems. And in those cases, no information as to the exact cause was discovered. Now, that may just be that many instances of breach, organizations don't want to come out publicly and speak on exactly what occurred. And sometimes they'll just use the phraseology, we don't want other people to know and things like that, which is reasonable. But in the end, harms our ability to protect these systems because others can't learn from the mistakes of others, which is critical.
Right. And when you say their emergency systems were hacked, the same kind of, you know, siren systems, because the other thing that happened in Dallas is that the 911 system got overwhelmed with calls and people who had actual emergencies had to wait. So which system was hacked in Illinois?
So I'm going to use the term hack, meaning it was alleged that something happened to the system that was not supposed to occur. And in one case, there was a zombie alert that went out that warned people of a zombie attack, obviously fake. Right. But the biggest concern here is that these systems, all industrial systems, especially emergency management, they operate entirely on trust. And that if that trust is eroded, then, of course, people may not take shelter. You know, and we may lose lives. Or in other industrial control environments, when alarms go off, you know, they might be silenced. You know, and something bad might happen. It just happened to a wastewater facility in Honolulu, Hawaii. You know, where the alarms went off and engineers silenced them, and then of course there was some damage done to wastewater plants and also, you know, potentially the population.
Because they thought, as people will start to think, oh, that's just a mistake or a glitch or somebody, a prank. Look, is there one thing that cities can do to prevent this that maybe they need to catch up on?
First is the realization that this is a problem, and that's one that we as a cybersecurity company have to deal with all the time. And there are many mature organizations who come to us and say we need help, but most organizations don't even yet know that they have a problem. And then the second thing that needs to happen is just an assessment as to actually what they have. And in most of these environments, I mean, you can talk about, you know, physical control and manufacturing plants all the way down to emergency management systems. Asset control, which is just what do they actually have? What systems do they have? How are they connected? They have no idea. And those are the two fundamental elements that need to occur before this conversation can even go any further.
That's Sergio Caltagirone, Director of Threat Intelligence and Analytics at the cybersecurity firm Dragos. Sergio, thank you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Robin.